How have you been?
Really good, thank you. Very good, yeah.
My friends in Chicago regaled me this morning with an email telling me that the show in Chicago was a masterwork. It sounds like the tour is going along swimmingly, yes?
Yeah, it's going great, thanks. Yeah, we've spent the whole year really on the road, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been really good. We did a lot of shows in Europe before we came out here, and including Eastern Europe and stuff, places that we don't normally go to. And so it's been really exciting, actually.
When you come back to America, every time, I know there's always the fact that this is such a huge mass of land and there's so many markets, it does almost become a different campaign of sorts, yes?
Yeah, it does actually, and refreshingly so actually, because I must say you've forgotten really how enthusiastic the American audience can be if they're into what you do. You know, they love music and they're incredibly responsive, and we've had some of the best shows here in America on this tour.
Well, I can remember when you played the Wiltern show.
Oh yeah, I like that theater.
Oh, it was a tremendous show,
Yeah.
and I think you there was one tall guy in the hall that jumped up during Carrick Fergus because he couldn't believe he was hearing that Choice B side again with the string quartet behind it, and that would have been me going goofy. So I apologize for that in retrospect.
it's good to mix up the show, you know. So obviously, it's quite a long career now, so there's a lot of albums to choose from, and you know, we do a couple of songs from the new album, obviously, Olympia, but we have all the Roxy albums to choose from, and also the solo album. So it's a bit bewildering which songs to rehearse and play, you know. But we're gradually kind of adding more and more songs to the repertoire, and you see a lot of the band that I've got out on the road played on the Roxy Tour as well, so they know all the material. So we've got a fair whack of Roxy songs in the show, and of course Paul Thompson's playing drums, who's the original member of the band, and so that's exciting to have him back. Chris Spedding, of course, has worked with me for many years. I mean, it's since 1976 or something.
And it's his guitar work on all your solo albums has
Oh yeah, you
always
should
been
have heard him
such.
last night. He was really amazing because the other guitar player, Ollie Thompson, the young guy, he's like 22. He's a brilliant player, and he halfway through the show he cut his finger and had to go to hospital. And so Chris had to take over all his solos and stuff, and he played a master performance. But Ollie is brilliant. I hope he's going to be ready for the next show to day after tomorrow.
Well, we definitely hope so too, because to have two guitarists of that ilk, we know
Yeah, it's
Elliott's
good to have
today.
that contrast, because I love guitars have always been, you know, pretty important to me. And the three of us who play keyboards, one of the girl plays saxophone brilliantly. She's great. And then we, you know, got four singers. Two of them were on the Avalon. One of them was on the Avalon tour, and the other one did a lot of other tours with me. So yeah, it's a strange mixture of kind of people I've played with for a very long time, and some newer ones like, you know, Ollie I mentioned, the guitar player, and Jerry the bass player is very, very good too.
I was lucky enough to have helped put on the first American date that Roxy ever did in Athens, Ohio.
Oh wow. Was Jethro Tull on that bill?
Exactly. It was with Jethro Tull, and I can tell you now, all these years later, being in the business and remaining committed to it, I've yet to see 18,000 people gathered in an arena, awestruck and stunned beyond belief, the way they were when Roxy took that stage on that night in, I want to say, 72.
Those are the days, eh?
It was just, you know, it really did speak to the originality and the fact that that first record and those early records
Yeah.
remain light years.
Well, we do one or two songs from the first two albums in the show, so it's great to revisit those.
Well, and that's the question I have is
Yeah.
there's so many facets to the Roxy evolution and to your own solo evolution, I imagine, you know, more than some artist that has 10 albums that remain within a certain
genre
and consistent tone, it really does become a challenge for you to say, all right, what is the recipe for this tour?
I always like trying new, different things, you know, and different combinations of people and different kinds of bands and whatever. And but this band now I'm very, very happy with because it seems to be able to play, you know, anything and everything. So that's great. To mix it up, as I said, yeah.
Well, it's something that, you know, every show that we've ever seen you perform continues to always, you know, create a new standard. And I was
on this tour, we've tried to raise our game a bit with the visual side of it, and we have a kind. We have sort of images of films that we've made and collages and that we project, and that's made each song kind of a little movie. And so that's made it very interesting for me to get involved with that. And so I think it represents me, this tour, more than any other tour I've done, really, in that sense.
Well, and that leads to the fact that you're also now, because you always have been, you know, you began as an art student, and you really began from the visual side of things,
yeah.
And certainly the band, you know, Roxy reflected that, and your own style was unique. But now you've actually committed to your painting and to your art on another level, and
yeah.
You're going to be doing a showing here, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, doing having an exhibition of some of the artwork that we've done, the album covers, and especially the Kate Moss series that we did for the Olympia cover. And yeah, we're having a show in the week after the concert in LA, so that's exciting as well. It gives me a chance to spend some time in LA again, which is great, because you know, I wrote quite a few songs when I was living in LA, and so it's a big part of my life, you know?
And the weather's beautiful, so
that's good.
I can promise you that you're going to come out and you're going to get the Los Angeles, that perfect 78 degrees and sunshine.
Well, that's what we want.
That is the lure to so many people ending up being here.
Yeah.
Well, we can't wait, and certainly we're going to have all our listeners, you know that they got to come see the great master himself, Mr. Brian Ferry.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. It's great to talk to you.